All right, let's get into the shot caller question of the day. Young Jeffrey has come in studio with a hat full of names. We'll draw a name out of the hat to see who will put on the shock collar today. They're asked a trivia question. If they get it right, they don't get shocked. Jeff does, because he asked a terrible question. If they get it wrong, they get shocked to the song that you want us to sing. So text in at 78592. What song do you want to hear from the person who gets shocked today? Brooke has drawn a name out of the hat because she had the shock collar last. And who'd you get?
Jose.
Jose, all right. Jose is getting the shock collar. While he's putting that on, Jeff, please read Jose the shock collar question of the day.
Did you know that nearly 1% of all Americans have a gender-neutral unisex name? And recently, the Social Security Administration came out with a list of the most common ones in America right now amongst all ages. Some of the names that are near the top of that list include Quinn, Pat, and Skylar. But the number one most common unisex name is held by over 170,000 American men and women. What is it?
Whoa, good question. Wow.
And does Aaron count since it's two different spellings?
I believe it would, right?
I don't think it would because it's two different names when you spell it two different ways.
I gotta think about that. You know, I saw the name yesterday, Carrie, and it was a girl that... the name that I saw on Facebook, but it reminded me I used to have a couple guy friends named Carrie back in high school. But is Carrie extremely popular?
I mean, that's like saying Kelsey, right? Like Kelsey's also a guy name. Brooke is actually even a guy name originally.
Kim. Kim's a dude's name too.
Yeah, is it? But that's not super common.
Yeah, it's got to be something, right? We all know that we're like, oh, that's it. I literally like Quinn.
I'm just trying to think, too, of, like, when people call in to our show and they say, like, oh, so-and-so is on the line, and then we answer. It's like, is it going to be a guy? Is it going to be a gal?
Like,
Bobby. Like happens a lot with Bobby.
Bobby. But that's not bad.
Yeah, it's not terrible.
What about Chris? I mean, does Chris count? Because
I know
it's
Chris,
short for
Chris.
Christina or Christopher, right? So I don't know if that counts.
Yeah, because who would actually spell it Chris instead of Christina?
Hint, if you guys are thinking in your head maybe the name could be Riley, you would not be correct.
Okay.
That is only number two on the list.
Riley's number two.
Riley's
number
two.
There's that many Rileys, huh?
Okay, so Riley. This is tough.
I know a guy named Courtney.
Yeah.
I do.
I know a guy named Courtney, too.
And I know a girl named Toby and a girl named Randy.
I'm sorry, but my instincts...
I'm just giving you some ideas.
I just know one person named that.
I can't get Carrie out of my head. I don't know why. I can't think of another option that pops out to me that would be better. So
Jennifer.
I think I'm going to go Carrie. I think I'm going to go Carrie. Final answer.
According to the Social Security Administration, these are the most common unisex names in America right now. Carrie is not on the list, even close.
Dang.
Number three was Jesse. Number two was Riley. And number one, with over 170,000 men and women named this in the U.S., is Casey.
Oh,
yeah, there's lots of Casey's.
I get it now. I knew it was going to be something like...
All right, got it wrong, and somebody wanted to hear So Fresh, So Clean by Outkast, so you can sing that before you get shocked, whenever you're ready.
Ain't nobody dope as me. I'm dressed so fresh, so fresh and so clean, clean. Don't you think I'm so sexy? I'm dressed so fresh, so fresh and so clean, clean.
All right, the show is done. Thank you for listening. Today's show was produced by Steve Hanky Panky Boyd and Jeff Spanky Thanky DeBoa. Have a good one. We'll see you later.